What if every blade of grass cares about you? What if every dandelion wishes you well? What if the trees are your secret admirers? What if daffodils smile when you walk by? What if earthworms praise you deep in the garden? What if every drop of rain is your benefactor? What if we're not who we think we are? The blooming of a billion suns. Unkempt grass covers the graves. Plastic flowers fade. In the midst of this neglect, dandelions resurrect. A blizzard of blossoms. Every time the wind awakens, it sends a shower of apple blossoms swirling to the ground, where they pile up like strange snowflakes, immune to May heat, and turn my sleepy old black dog into a Dalmatian. Rose Valley. Hiking in the chaparral, then sitting quietly, my mind becomes a massive hand caressing these mountains. Wild flowers and a little song. The house is gone where my grandparents lived. The place I spent summers when I was a kid. It burned down a few years back. Folks said it was just a caved-in old shack. It's hard to find anyone I still know till I visit the graveyard by the side of the road. I bring wildflowers for you, Grandma, and sing a little song for you, Grandpa. I walk through the fields my grandfather plowed, down to the pasture where he kept a few cows. I drink from the stream I drank from back then, using the same dipper Granddaddy did. It's hard to find anyone I still know till I visit the graveyard by the side of the road. I bring wildflowers for you, dear Grandma, and sing a little song for you, dear Grandpa. Full circle. The ground was scraped level by bulldozer blades, then covered with concrete, asphalt, and cement, as if the life force could be held down by sidewalks, patios, parking lots, and driveways. But little chutes break through. Tiny cracks widen. Airborne seeds make themselves at home. Tree roots heave slabs aside. The world insists on being wild. Peony! Exclamation. Poking up through piles of trash, fake flowers, and broken toys. Pink peony. Planet of paradox. Trees are putting on their green clothes again, now that it's warming up, which is as hard for me to understand as they're undressing when it turns cold. Going naked all winter. Mentors. It's been spring for 2 weeks by the calendar, though it got down in the teens last night with a serious wind chill this morning as I go to the garden to gather onion and chive shoots for my breakfast soup. Brittle as slender green icicles growing strangely out of the ground they break off with a snap. Yesterday, I had my shirt off, and now it's back to long johns. Plants that can endure winter then accommodate the vagaries of a Wisconsin spring and thrive in summer heat are exactly the sort of mentors I need to be nurtured by. This first day of open doors. The windows also welcome you, sweet south wind of spring. Enter where you may. Move as you will. Rearrange the dust on the sills. Take everything stale, the wood smoke smell, and a cobweb or two. But not the spiders. I like spiders. When you depart, please leave the reviving scent of sage, a shimmering trace of the air that danced on a sun-warmed mountain's face, and a few little molecules that lingered near a cactus.